You're listening to Chatting with Floor, with Floor Moran, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Chatting with Floor, another Sunday afternoon. And I just hope everybody's doing their homework, spreading love and kindness, especially much needed this time. And I have a special guest. You guys are already familiar with Sergio. Hi, hi. Sergio. Welcome back. Hi, Pai. Thank you so much for being back here on Chatting with Floor.
My pleasure.
How are you?
Very well. Thank you.
I'm good. I'm glad to, you know, to hear that. And also, I know you've been busy and I appreciate you for making this time for us here, Chatting with Floor. And just go ahead and tell them, why are we doing this episode?
Well, this episode is more related with the self-care, I think,
spirituality,
meditation, that's very important.
Keeping ourselves zen,
yes,
that's important, yes. To do zen, like everybody knows, I love to meditate when I can. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, I've been busy, and, you know, you have a busy life, but you make time, yes, to meditate. So he's a guru to me. He knows, he's very knowledgeable about this.
No, the guru is the one I learn everything, and I'm happy to share a little bit. And you know, it's a new world, and I think we are in the age
that everybody's awaking slowly.
Yeah, to learn about this, because it's very important for the Western society to know about the Easter, that they are more advanced in that matter, you know?
Yeah.
So
tell me, how did you learn about this, spirituality?
I was in a search since I came to this country in 1982, mm-hmm, and I was into self-healing, massage, meditation. I had an uncle who was doing that, and we started doing a project together of a mixture of massage with body movements and stretches, mm-hmm, for self-healing, and I'm still doing that, and I haven't finished. He passed and everything, but that was the beginning. He was like a mentor to me. And then he's like knocking the door and the door will open. So right. I keep looking and looking.
And he's the one who introduced you to that.
No, he was familiar already with my guru, is Paramahansa Yogananda, mm-hmm, but we never had that connection while he was in a life with the body right now here. But, and then I had a friend from Colombia. I was living in the desert at that time. And she invited me to the convocation that they, mm-hmm, do once a year in downtown at Bonaventure Hotel. Mm-hmm. And then I have the spiritual experience when we are in 400 people in a room meditating, and I have a very strong awakening and welcoming to the path. So
since you've been awakened during the time of COVID, did it help you up more, to realize more stuff?
I had more time to practice the techniques, because it's all about techniques.
So what techniques do you have?
It's a technique that is part of pranayama. Mm-hmm. Pranayama is the technique that is like you are a scientific researcher and you do scientific experiment by practicing the techniques. And when you practice the techniques, your body becomes more, the atoms becomes more energized, and we are like electricity, so it's like a dynamo. The dynamo becomes stronger, and then the awareness start rising on the chakras, and then you can absorb more, because...
So tell me, since you mentioned the chakras, mm-hmm, I know they have different colors.
Yes.
And I know every color is different, but it will take us a whole show to talk about that. But if you can briefly tell us about the chakras.
Yeah, because the light, when it goes to matter, everything we see in colors, but it's all light. It's all an illusion. Mm-hmm. But in the astral body, it's also part of that illusion, but it's a little deeper than the physical body. And the physical body, we have these five senses, and the five senses, we always taking the energy out by seeing, by eating, maybe sometimes overeating or this or that.
Right.
So we're taking the energy out. By meditation, you start bringing the energy in, and you will start more sensitive to the chakras and to the lights and to the feelings and to the visions and the third eye. So it's about posture. It's about sitting straight. We are accustomed to be in the couch just like that.
Yeah, resting.
But it's very important to be straight, because we are like an antenna and we have a receptor. So when you sit straight and you are already, mm-hmm, in tune with that symphony, and you can perceive more things. And meditation does that in a scientific way.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you do the breathing exercise, you become aware of your breathing, when it comes out, when it comes in the little spaces between, and then you connect. Every time you concentrate, you connect more and more and more with that inner self, and that inner self is the soul, and the soul is a different kingdom, it's a real self, because we are taking the energy out by the senses, we are in the ego. And everything.
So that's why when we're close to nature, that's when we
clean. Nature, Mother Nature is all perfect, and she rules everything. Everything that you see is Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of our being. And we are that part too, the biological part in us. So we need to connect with Mother Nature to be more sensitive and to calm our mind. And also with the sun. The sun, and if you do pranayama with the sun, it's unbelievable because you become aware of your breathing, and you can hold the breathing when you're
hold
in the sun,
in,
hold
in.
It in, and then walk and relax.
Especially
and
me with those, this traffic.
Those are all the exercises.
Takes me a while, yeah.
My teacher teach, and you can start practicing. So it's not about getting a lot of information and mm-hmm. processing your mind only, because that doesn't make sense. You got to practice.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I used to meditate a lot now because I'm a mom. I have a busy life, but I try to at least 5 and then 10 minutes because
that's the way you start.
It tells me to reset everything inside and also to connect.
It's all about the samskaras. The samskara is a word from Sanskrit that means the cycle of lives that you do. And we bring in every life, we bring certain qualities and certain bad habits that we need to work on. And when you do meditation, you become aware and you can have that symphony
to change
to a good habit. So the meditation is a great tool to that, because we have the seeds of bad and good inside of us. And everything that you go to a different environment, that seed can sprout, or you go to a good environment and you practice this and the seed of goodness can sprout, and then changes happening, because otherwise we are in the cycle and everything
right.
is the same thing, because polarity and dualities.
You brought a good point, because the whole theme of my podcast is to spread love and kindness. And you said, what you put out there,
it's all about love. But
yeah, and that will help us to elevate the energy of the planet, Mother Gaia, Pachamama, and that's how we maintain the energy in a higher level. That's why we see a lot of synchronicities, like numbers,
mm-hmm.
because we're also like numbers.
Everything's vibration.
Yeah.
Like Tesla, he liked the number 3, 6, and 9.
Oh, really?
Special
and what is
numbers
that?
Because it's connected to nature and to the Fibonacci theory that goes in circle. Everything, a plant start growing like that, in that sequence. And we are in our DNA like that too. Everything's like that.
Yeah, that's why the DNA is like that. Wow, that's interesting. You see, this guy's very knowledgeable. That's why I wanted to have him back, because he has a lot of knowledge to share that will help us.
I'm glad I went to the path with my master. And it's all what Jesus teach and everything, but he tell us how to get there, because masters are not master of other people, are master of themselves. And they have control over the breathing, over death, over sin, that is error.
And that's true. I was thinking about that, like what you were telling me last time. It kind of sink in, because it was like an aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was thinking, okay, Jesus Christ, before he got crucified and all of that, he went through like a lot of stuff. And I don't know exactly, but I know that he was at the desert meditating. And that's when the
40
snake.
40 days.
The snake and all of that got tempted him. And
because he was human too. And mm-hmm. that's why he can own the whole world. He can be a king or an emperor like others. But he decided no, through love and to kindness. And I master myself. I can bring my body after 3 days again, because I want to show you we are spiritual beings. We are not physical.
That's what I always say. Remember, we're souls living this human experience. And we have to make the best out of it. And there you go.
We are not perfect. We have light
no.
and we have shades.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to focus on the light. And then you become away from polarities and dualities. And you become one in love and in concentration and light. And then that's the only way you can be. That's the Christ consciousness. The only way you can be away from error and from sin. That's why it's good to be connected.
Nobody's perfect. We're all tempted, And like I said, I never... never portray myself perfect or anything, but I do my best, to be kind, loving, and respectful to others, and help as much as I can. Mm-hmm. And if I can't, I can, you know, it's out of my hands. But yeah, you know, that's my way to show there's a God in me.
Yeah.
And, you know, and thank you for sharing that knowledge, because it makes sense, you know?
Yeah. That's why I think we are in a time of realizing about these tools and use them.
Yeah. Like I see a lot of people has awakened slowly, mm-hmm. for surely they're awaking. But, you know, like you said, you know, everything is on its own pace and rhythm that everybody wakes up.
Yeah, and we are in different stages because different incarnation, different karmas, and we work in different, but meditation will help you. Even if you are not believing in God, you meditate and you feel more calm, more peaceful, more joyful.
Because you clear everything and you connect it to the higher being that
and
gives you the peace.
You can do whatever mission you came to do or whatever work that you want to do. If it's a work that make the awareness higher on people, you're blessed, you know. So, but whatever you do, if you meditate, you will be more relaxed and everything will flow through you, you know.
Right.
Because we are not the doers, you know.
Yes. Also, what you were saying about, you know, the even the Christmas tree and the lights has a meaning. What is the correlation to the spirituality?
A book that we are having a reading every Wednesday. It's about the second coming of Christ within you. It's a commentary from Paramahansa Yogananda about the Bible. Mm-hmm. And he teaches everything with detail, everything about the Revelation chapter, everything about the Christ, the three wise men that came from the Easter. They were following a star, the star. Was the star of the Christ, interior Christ, is the intuition that guide them to that place where Jesus were about to born. Mm-hmm. And there's a connection through Jesus in another lifetime when before. And also when Jesus came after he was 11, 12 years old, he went to India and to Tibet and came back to the final mission. There is a lot of books written about that. It's one called the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus Christ. There is the book that I'm reading now, that's the Second Coming of Christ. So there they explain about how the tree is our spine, mm-hmm. and the lights of the chakra are the light that you see, you know, Christmas lights. And,
the red,
and the star,
red, green, and
the
star
is the third eye.
The third eye, wow. So everything is related, huh?
Yeah, and even if you don't see the third eye or experience things, that's not the purpose of meditation. The purpose is to feel love, to kindness, and to spread that to others, and to be more balanced. And then
that's why everybody during this time of the year, they're more kind, they're more loving,
and more stressful too.
Yeah, but you know, it makes sense what you're saying, because this is the time that, you know, when Jesus Christ, you know, he was born, you know, December. But you know, like the holidays are coming here in the States, we celebrate Thanksgiving, so that's why it makes sense.
And
you know,
the gift, you know, the gift is to be present. And to be present is to feel that in yourself, that Christ intelligence, because that's part of God. God is intelligence, is peace, is joy, is many things that we start feeling in ourselves, you know, mm-hmm. knowledge.
Right. So everything is related. It's like, it's just a matter of us to wake up and do some research, and it will make sense.
And love.
Yeah. It's like the other day I was talking to another guest and I said, we vibrate in love and we're the result of the creation of love out of a love connection. Mm-hmm. And if we are not loving and kind with each other, you know, we're defeating, you know, the whole purpose of how we were created, you know.
That's the reason we are here.
Yeah.
That's the reason to wake up and to love each other and to realize that we are not the body, not the ego, and not what we have, and not be attached to anything, because when you're attached to something, you are not the king of the soul that is in you, and you sell yourself for something.
I know. It's terrible, because when you love with ego, it doesn't help.
And every religion teaches that the first commandment is to love God with all your strength, all your power, and your love and willpower, and to love others as yourself. And when you do meditation, you can do that. How you love God with all your power, your will, by concentration, by doing the vital energy, by eating less, by doing exercise, that go to the sun, take care of your body, have a right posture, practice every day, do the 5 minutes and start, as you said, 5-10 minutes, and then with time.
It takes longer, and you will feel better.
And
you feel the difference.
Enter in that rhythm and that frequency. And everything starts changing, the environment, the meditation got longer.
And you get more like I wouldn't say wisdom, but I would say like you will get more connected to your higher being and the higher power, and you know, you get more like messages.
We have the wisdom inside of us. We are all God's
children,
children, but God's too. We are made in the image of God,
right?
But I know that sounds weird when I say we are over God, but I mean in that.
No, it's true, because we're
in the sense that we can wake up that things that are inside our soul, we just need to remember, and the meditation help you to start remembering and to start realizing all things that were wrong, or that's why it's war and division and so many problems with dogma or whatever it is, you know, and you start just realizing.
War is just for personal opinion, because it's business, it's war, you know, and it's sad. A lot of innocents, you know, are dragging under the bus. But, you know, that's painful. And this is the time for us to wake up as human beings, to become united and learn, you know, that loving with ego and being attached to material stuff doesn't take us anywhere. That's where we are, right now. And there are more changes, drastic changes coming to humanity. And it's sad. But we need to wake up and, like they say, smell the coffee and realize we're souls living this human experience, and we need to do the best we can to be kind, loving with each other, and for future generations behind us to leave a better place than how we found it. And how we're going to do that is just to wake up and vibrate on energy and positive and raise the energy of love. And you know, like MJ used to say, you know, we are the world, we are the, you know, the children. And, you know, we need to raise that, the energy of love.
Yeah, and don't take things too seriously, because the soul is eternal. We are eternal beings going through just a stage play. And we are experiencing this and that and the war and the dying and everything. But we really don't die. We can always come back if God wants, you know. Yeah. And we can just...
But wars are sad, and to me, it breaks my heart. And I just hope everybody out there that is in those places where it's war, just prayers for you guys.
Yes.
And all the best. And, you know, God is with all of us and with you guys. So let's just, and for all of us that we're not in those places, we just have to remain positive and do the best we can with all these changes coming, and just elevate the energy with love and kindness. Sometimes it's hard because we think different. And sometimes we can agree to disagree, but at the end of the day, we have to realize that love is love.
And hope, always is hope, you know.
Especially nowadays, the holidays are coming, and, you know, we just have to remember that there's a reason why, you know, God came and tried to rescue us, but now it's time for us to do our part. Yeah. And, you know, I just say love is love, and let's be kind with each other and caring.
Service to others is happiness.
Service to others is happiness, yes.
You realize that in the long run, that when you do things selfishly for yourself, you are wrong, and you will feel miserable.
Yeah.
Even if you have millions of dollars in the bank, but...
You still feel unhappy.
No, but if you do something for others, wow, what a blessing it is. And you
like
feel
for you, spending your time, you can be somewhere else. And I appreciate you make this time for us and for my audience and sharing your knowledge. And knowledge is power. And thank you so much for doing this.
No,
and,
thank you.
Know,
my pleasure.
And, you know, I'm honored to always have you here and sharing your time and your knowledge with the audience, and to let them wake up and smell the coffee. You know, we're more than humans living this earth experience. We're souls living this earth experience, and we have to do the best we can for each other. And anything else you want
to... That's why going back to meditation, when you focus, you all become one with the light, and you become aware of the real self, and everything becomes more peaceful on duality, relativity, and whatever is going on in the world, because even in that position, you can send your energy to the people who are suffering. The best thing you can do is meditation. It's the best service they can do, talking about awareness and consciousness, because you are sending that vibration and helps.
That's how we see a lot of numbers and a lot of like stuff that can be signs for us to wake up and, hey, you're doing the right thing, you know? So thank you so much, Sergio. I appreciate you for sharing your time, your knowledge with my audience, and thank you for being here. And, you know, whenever you want to stop by, you're more than welcome.
Thank you.
And it's always an honor. And how people can reach out to you and learn more about the spirituality?
Well, I'm not a teacher, but I have a teacher. So if you want to learn, you can sign for the lessons and go to yogananda.org, sign for the lesson. They send you by mail. And there you can just start practicing at home, whatever lesson one, and you practice the exercise, become more aware. And also you start reading metaphysical material. But when you meditate, you are in another symphony and you can start catching.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you forget. Even now we're talking, but if you don't practice or you do, that's why we are coming back and back and back in like a little baby and we reincarnate. Because
until we learn the lesson, we graduate.
To wake up and to start learn. In a path, you know, but it has to be in you, that seed and that, how you say, is devotion. If you don't have that seed and devotion, that power inside of you to discover, it will not happen. You gotta make a time, and it's about effort and a little bit, and also you will see the difference, you know, as you start practicing.
Well, thank you so much, and
thank you.
Like what he said, we need to elevate the energy, vibrate on the same energy, which is love and kindness, because that will take us far. And
all religions are path to that,
to love
awareness,
and kindness. Yes,
and to that love. And whatever path you choose, look for one and the path will come to you. Knock and the door will be open.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. You know, you're always welcome here. And thank you, everybody. And I hope you are enjoying the holidays. And, you know, we'll be having more fun stuff here and more knowledgeable topics that will help us. And, you know, I'm doing the best I can to bring you the best. And with the utmost, you know, love I can put out there with you guys. And I love you. Thank you for helping me to spread love and kindness. And God bless everybody and happy holidays. Thank you.
Thank you, Flo.
And happy Thanksgiving. I know at the time this air is already passed, but, you know, thank you so much.
You gotta be grateful for many things.
Right? Yeah, I live on being grateful and thank you so much. I live on gratitude and let's spread love and kindness. And thank you so much for tuning to Chatting with Floor here at LA Talk Radio. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Chatting with Floor Mara, only on LA Talk Radio.